هلو.
مرحبا باهر، انا فهد هون.
هاي
باهر مروان
نبيل
بوخاري.
اهلا مروان، نبيل. اهلين فهد.
Okay, we're going to start in a couple of minutes. So,
hello.
Can you just mute yourself, please, because I can hear an echo. So
hello.
I have.
Yes. Hello. This is Iftikhar from Pakistan. Welcome
Hi,
to all. Hi.
Hi, Iftikhar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I can see we have Fahad, Ali.
مرحبا باهر.
اهلا علي. مروان.
علي يا هلا باهر.
نبيل. سارمد. We have Sarmad on the line as well. May I ask you please to mute yourself, please. Sarmad, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Rafid Amak?
Yes.
Hi, Rafid. Okay. Iftikhar. Charles? Charles Shaban?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Manel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Fuad?
This is Fawad. I'm on the line, but I'm someplace. I'll keep it on mute until my
Thanks.
Thanks, Fawad.
Thanks, Fawad. Mohammed Bashir?
Assalamu alaikum.
Ahlan, Mohammed. Did I miss anyone?
Bahir, Christine will be joining in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you, Manel.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get started. Welcome everyone. This is our fifth call, I believe, and we want to continue the work we started in the past couple of days on email regarding the different focus areas. So I'm going to ask Sarmad, if you can just walk us through subgroup one, what has been discussed, where we are today, and next steps.
Thank you, Bahar. Unfortunately, we've not made too much progress. What we've done so far is that I actually used the initial document to develop a chart to see what is higher priority among the members. The chart was circulated a bit late on my side on Saturday evening. So I think not everybody has had a chance to respond back on it. We've got some feedback. I'm waiting for feedbacks from a few more members. And as soon as that is done, what I'll do is actually compile the response into a document and circulate to the larger group. So we have some initial feedback. I would probably suggest for those who are on the list to send back their recommendations within a day or so, and what I'll do is I'll compile the feedback midweek and circulate it. That's all on my side.
Okay, midweek, is it this week, right?
Yes, if we can get feedback by... So I'll circulate something on Wednesday, inshallah.
Okay. Are there any comments or questions on this part, on the document that Sarmad has circulated, or the comments received from Marwan and others? Any comments or questions?
So, actually, before somebody else goes, let me also make a quick comment. comment, and that is that even if somebody is sent in their feedback, because this is again being sent through a public list, so everybody is getting the responses, the request is that all the other members, they should send in their own responses independently, so that we can collate a larger set of opinions into a singular document, and not just in a way support or endorse somebody else's comment, so that we do need all the independent opinions together.
Okay, and when you say all independent opinions, I guess you also mean from those who are not part of the subgroup. I mean, they're welcome to reply as well, right?
Sure, if they want to. So it's
right.
Open to everybody,
right.
But at least those who are in the subgroup should try to respond maybe within next couple of days, so that we can have the data to collate.
Right. Okay, any questions to Sarmad, or any comments on the document? Okay, I have actually a couple of comments or maybe questions, I'm not sure. When I went through the list of what you call, I guess, is it, let me get the document. Yeah, the list of items. Now, for instance, when I look at IPv6 and I look at the, you know, suggested actions so far, like, you know, training to, I guess, participants are CCTLD managers, telecom operators, ISPs, and so on. And then there are other actions like awareness, local and regional coordination, expert exchange, and all this. So two things that came to my mind. One is that on IPv6 in particular, there has been a lot of effort, and actually a lot of, you know, capacity building effort in the region, actually, and it's not an ICANN effort at all. It's you know, all coming from forums like MENOG, the Middle East Network Operator Group. At least this is the one I'm aware of. I'm sure in Africa, AFNOG and AFINIC has been doing the same. In Southeast Asia, I'm sure SANOG and probably APINIC have been doing the same. So it occurred to me that, at least to me, I mean, it training didn't sound like the number one action that, you know, the region should be looking for. I thought that we've actually gone beyond the training phase, at least in IPv6. I can see, for instance, in other areas like DNSSEC, that, okay, training is probably still required. But I was a bit surprised to see that in IPv6 we're still looking for training. The other thing on the same item, again, when I just, you know, scanning the people who are on this working group, I mean the whole working group, the 22 people, I don't think we have anyone coming from ISP or operator. We have CCTLD operators, we have people from academic networks, from regulators and all this, but unless I'm missing someone, I don't think we have people coming from ISPs and operators in the region, and probably I feel that we might actually need their feedback on this particular point, and maybe this will come as part of the public comment phase and all this. But this is a remark that, at least, you know, to me, on this item, I felt that what might be needed is probably beyond training. So that's my first point. The second point, I also noticed that there was an item on the initial document, which I couldn't see and listed here, which is the root server instances. So I'm not sure if that was overlooked or if people felt that, well, this is not a priority for the region as far as this area is concerned. So this is a question, and these are my two points on this document. Okay.
So, Bahar, can I comment on your points, Marwan?
Sure. Marwan, go ahead.
Concerning the training, I think we need some sort of community outreach or awareness rather than training in this subject, in the IB version 6, and some sort of lobbying also in order to create some sort of potential for ISPs to start implementing and telecom operators to start implementing IPv6 and also purchasing IPv6 from regional IRs or from RIPE also. About the root server instances, I think I mentioned something in the actions about establishing or increasing the number of root server instances in the region.
Ah, okay, so probably I missed that. Sorry, Marwa. Probably okay. I didn't see that. Okay.
Maybe I missed it. Okay. We'll check it back.
Bahar Nabil. Nabil, go ahead.
What we did in Lebanon, Bahir, concerning the IPv6, other in parallel to the training, is that we created an IPv6 deployment task force. And the responsibility of the task force is to bring awareness, train, and at the same time to coordinate the implementation of IPv6, because IPv6, I mean, a single entity by itself cannot implement it. You need let's talk about the bank, for example. You need the bank, the ISP providing him with the service, and then the network operator providing him with the access and international access. So it is a whole chain of interactions that is involved in the deployment. In Lebanon, I still believe that we had a number of training, but we still need training, because each and every entity, we did not do any train-the-trainer type of training. So we are still depending on international trainers coming in and training the locals. We might need some train-the-trainer initiatives where we build internal capacity to be able to train, I mean, the people coming in series to implement the IPv6. Thank you.
Thank you, Nabil. Any other comments? Okay. Just one final comment on training and workshops. Perhaps people, I mean, you may need to be more specific with regard to the training itself, whether you require training for your community at national level, or whether your local community are able to participate in trainings or training programs that take place elsewhere. Like, as I said, MENOG has been doing a lot of training in IPv6 and other areas, and I'm sure that in some cases, many or maybe some organizations in our region, have difficulty in sending people to attend training. So if this is something that is considered to be a challenge for organizations and stakeholders in the region, you may want to highlight this, or just say that more national training is required or something along the lines. That's my last comment on this. Okay. Moving forward with this document, we have the second subgroup that was Fahad coordinating. Fahad, can you give us a quick update on where we are?
Okay, sure, Ben, thank you. Of course, the second subgroup is involved with the studying the domain name industry development in the region. We had a couple of volunteers who actively participated in the discussions. I tried my best to actually initiate the discussions early so that we can have, productive discussions and feedback. The document started with mentioning the members of the subgroup, which I will not be mentioning here to just to save time. Some statistics were provided. The focus is on the 22 Arab states, as well as Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, which comprise, let's call them the heavyweight countries of the region. We have 6 accredited registrars in these 25 countries mentioned. Some reports write NCC and others report to AFINIC as the regional internet registry. Some have membership with APTLD, others have membership with AFTLD, and 2 countries actually have membership with CENTA in terms of regional TLD organizations. The region has 178 million internet users, and they sum up to 7.44% of the total internet number of internet users in the world. The region has in total 936,971 domain name registrations, and that sums up to 0.38% of the total number of domain names registered worldwide, which actually stands at 246 million domain names as per the figures shown in the recent VeriSign domain name industry brief. Manal, thankfully suggested creating a section called Problem Definition, where we actually define some problems, and I'll just mention them briefly. One, real participation from the region in international forum, namely ICANN, IETF, IGF, and other regional initiatives. Number 2, low engagement and lack of effective participation within the GAC, CCNSO, and GNSO. In addition, there's no at-large structure from the region within ICANN's ALAC. Number 3, the majority of the CCTLDs in the region are under their respective government's control, while some require governmental approval before moving ahead with new initiatives. In addition, some CCTLDs do not follow the registrar model, while others impose high pricing structures on their domain names. We created a couple of recommendations and suggestions, and Manal also thankfully provided some action items for each one as means to enrich the discussions further. For example, we have aware private sector from the region of the potential behind the domain name industry, especially with the launch of new GTLDs as part of the new GTLD program. This includes awareness on requirements to become a GTLD registry and requirements to become an ICANN accredited registrar, ultimately aiming at attracting more GTLD applications in future rounds. ICANN has to create more awareness campaigns in the region. So action item is to create awareness campaigns on registry registrars models. Another point is that the region last hosted an ICANN meeting with a main or regional back in November 2008, and that was in Cairo. While the region is at a turbulent phase, ICANN must hold a meeting in the region at the earliest to further promote its mandate. And so the action is to actually hold an ICANN regional event within the region. The accreditation process of registrars is meant to increase accredited registrars in the region, mainly the technical and financial requirements. And there was actually a couple of discussion points evolving around that. Mentioned that he would look into the issue with ICANN. Manal also expressed some concerns. Probably the phrasing is not right. We can work around it, but the goal here is to actually encourage people, encourage SMEs to actually look into establishing registrars in the region. Let's not forget that the new GTLD program is around the corner in terms of launching the first TLDs, and it's actually a good business model where the region can actually enhance its business opportunities. Another point is to actually create roadshows, workshops, and seminars on the importance of CCTLDs and IDNs and aware people of issues such as local online branding and multilingualism. And the action item here is to create awareness campaigns on best practices in CCTLDs and IDNs. Another point is ICANN to assist in creating regional bodies that could best represent the region, such as the regional RIR or regional TLD organization. Some of the members of the working group, mainly Dr. Siavash from Iran, actually suggested that we could have 2 regional TLD organizations, one for the Arab, 22 Arab states, and another one for countries covering Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, since, and of course some of the former Soviet republics, since he believes that the 2 regions are, to some extent, I mean, the region is quite diverse, but the 2 regions do have more common ground within them. Manal suggested going through the published guidelines to come up with concrete proposals, and actually Bahir mentioned that ICANN could probably assist, but to a less degree than what we could expect, and the fact that actually such initiatives should come up from the respective communities, or let's say the internet community within the region. Of course, this is going to be a challenging initiative, since bringing all the stakeholders and trying to make them understand the concept behind the regional TLD organization and its impact and its advantages and all those issues could be quite challenging. Another point is that while the region is diverse in terms of population and geography, there are many trends in common amongst the respective communities. ICANN must look into announcing the region as an ICANN region rather than distributing its prospective member states to Africa and Asia Pacific. I was actually part of the geographic region, and I remember back in Cartagena in 2010, Khalid Fouda was present at the time, and he spoke on behalf of the League of Arab States requesting that the Arab states are seen as an independent geographic region. But of course, that never materialized, and and the geographic regions remained as is. Another point is to conduct workshops on best practices in CCTLD governance, policymaking, and operation. Actually, this point was suggested by Nabil, and it was actually phrased in a different way. I phrased it as encourage government to control CCTLDs to liberalize and abide to a healthier TLD business model. But I think what Nabil suggested is more, let's say, it makes more sense than what was initially phrased. Another point is to encourage the establishment of registry technical infrastructure rather than outsourcing them. This not only provides a stronger domain name ecosystem and industry, but rather it creates new business opportunities, especially in future new GTLD rounds. In addition, the region could create other business models such as Escrow and Ebro, which is the emergency backend registry operator. And an action item was to assist the establishment of registry technical infrastructure in the region. Of course, Manal mentioned that is this what we need from ICANN here? I guess there is still space to rephrase, but the core of this point is that if we can receive assistance from ICANN, or if ICANN could probably point us out to community members who could assist the region in actually creating such initiatives, that would be good. I mean, in the end, ICANN meetings are places where we all could get to know all the experts and all the business entities who can actually assist the region in establishing such initiatives. Another point was the establishment of dispute resolution and domain name appeal and arbitration mechanisms as means to resolve domain name disputes, mainly for terms and trademarks widely familiar within the region. This is suitable for CCTLDs and IBM CCTLDs. With regards to the GTLDs, ICANN has already instilled some mechanisms for current TLDs, not to mention that ICANN has also set additional mechanisms as part of the new GTLD program, such as the uniform rapid suspension and the trademark clearinghouse mechanisms. So an action item here was to create awareness on establishment of dispute resolution and arbitration mechanisms as means to resolve domain name disputes. Charles actually suggested that we delve in deeper into this issue and probably provide, a mechanism. But then Siavash actually suggested that this is a little bit out of the mandate of the working group. Of course, I leave that for the working group to actually decide on whether we should move forward or just keep things as they are. Another point is to work with relevant stakeholders to assist and conduct workshops related to the development of registry, registrar, and reseller software packages with linguistic support of languages and scripts used within the region. I think what the region lacks at this stage is to actually have multilingual platforms. I personally have been working with a new GTLD applicant on trying to establish such entities in Arabic. Of course, we contacted several entities, well-reputed entities, and sadly speaking, none of them actually provide any Arabic script support. So that's actually a playground for new business ventures, where actually we can find entities in the region who are willing to actually provide Arabic script linguistic support for such systems. Another point is to encourage CCTLDs to maintain a policy development section as part of their operations by abiding to a bottom-up multi-stakeholder approach when devising such policies. Frankly speaking, being the manager of .jo and .urban, we actually abide to this approach. We actually updated our policy just last year, and actually we did take, let's say, the feedback from the various stakeholders that we deal with in let's say, revamping to the new policy. Another point is to teach CCTLDs on the various namespace structures used worldwide. For example, some CCTLDs, such as .de for Germany and .fr for France, allow registrations at the second level only. Others allow registration at the third level only, such as .uk until recently, of course, and .ae, Arab Emirates. Others provide options at the fourth level. For example, in Australia, you can register a domain name in the form of region, let's say, government.au, so that's at the fourth level. Others allow at all levels, while some restrict third-level registration for local registrations, with second-level registrations open for all, including such as, I think, Emirates, when they permitted .ae, they said, okay, .ae could be registered by international entities, while at the third level, anybody could register, just local entities could register. Another point is to create a central repository of the various registrar software systems used in region as means for others to refer to when thinking of updating their respective systems. This could be maintained by the regional TLD organization suggested earlier. If we look at the various registries in the region, we find that some have systems with the USTAR, others have with Aus Registry, others have with the .at, which is the Austrian registry. Some have COCA as their back end, so we can, and some, of course, have it in-house. So we can see there are options there, and it would be good to have a repository that provides so that people could study these various technical infrastructures and act accordingly. Another point is to create a central repository where CCTLDs can share their policies and other useful information for others to make use of. This could be maintained by the regional TLD organization suggested earlier. I know that the CCNSO has a similar initiative where they actually, on their webpage, which is ccnso.icann.org, they actually have something similar to this. And the last point is to encourage CCTLDs to maintain service-level agreements with the various vendors and providers they deal with, such as ISPs, registrars, resellers, arbitration bodies, and others, to ensure that all the DNS service is actually to a specific level and that it abides, let's say, to the best practices and to ensure as much as possible 100% operation. That's what we have worked on so far. I'm sure that the document has a lot of there's more that can be done on the document, and I hope that within the next couple of weeks, before heading to Dubai, we could actually have a more comprehensive and more, probably, let's say, a more comprehensive document. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahd. Any comments?
Beher, this is Christina. I just wanted to say that I came a while ago, but I just didn't want to interrupt that.
Thank you, Chris.
Sorry for being late.
Any comments on the DNS industry part? You can't tell me that you don't have any comments.
I'm sorry to be late, and I have no comment.
Okay, hi, Fahd. Okay, Salman, go ahead.
Okay, just a couple of comments. So this is obviously an excellent list, and I think it's going to get more organized as we go forward. I'm actually also thinking of this in the context of SG1, and one of the things which we actually have been thinking about is, well, first of all, we need to in some way prioritize these things, what needs to be done first and what needs to be done later, because it may not be possible to do all these things simultaneously. I guess an underlying question which will probably come in all the SGs is that who's actually eventually going to be organizing all this? And I think we all need to eventually come to some kind of consensus on how to organize these activities in the region.
Thanks, Sarmit. Any other comments?
Beher, this is Manel. Actually, I don't have comments on the document per se, but I just first of all wanted to apologize for not having the time to comment on the work of the subgroup 1 and hope to fit within the deadline Sarmad has mentioned at the beginning of the call. And to thank Fahd really for being very active and accommodating all comments till the very last minute last night and today early in the morning and compiling everything very actively. So just to thank Fahd for his coordination of the work of the working group.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Any other comments?
I join my voice to Manal's voice. So thank you, Fahd, Nabi Bukharit.
Thank you, Nabi. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I actually would like to thank you all for your dedication. I mean, you guys have did a great job in throwing in all your comments, and I actually look forward to further comments from you. I mean, I don't mind incorporating as much comments as you guys have as long as the comments keep coming in.
Okay. I too would like to thank Fahd and the whole group for this excellent list. I share some of Sarmad's comments about prioritization and also about trying to figure out who's going to do what. But maybe it's a bit early to talk about the latter point, but at least the prioritization is quite important. That's one thing. The other comment I have, and that was, I think, somehow, sort of touched upon on the mailing list regarding, especially with CCTLDs. I'm very sensitive towards CCTLDs. I'm very sensitive towards seeing, not me actually, even the community, the CCTLD community is very sensitive against, any sort of directions that might come from ICANN regarding CCTLD policies or CCTLD should do this or should be liberalized. So I'm not sure how we're going to put this in the, document, whether this one or the final one. But I'm a little bit nervous about this because I can imagine what, we can get from, community, not only CCTLDs in the region, even maybe the larger CCTLD community when they say a document that, is supposed to define the strategy of ICANN in the region includes, sections that could be interpreted as if ICANN is telling CCTLDs they should reform their operations or structures or policies and so on. So I just want to, get this on the table. I'm not suggesting that we discuss this right now, but please keep it in mind while we're working on this part, because this is a very delicate issue. And I'm sure people on this call know very well the kind of sensitivity between CCTLDs and ICANN. And also you can add on top of that a sensitivity that may exist between a certain CCTLD in one country and the same, and the government in the same country. And I agree to what Siavash said in his comment that, there's not one model that fits all and we might need to respect diversity and all this. So I'm just, raising this not for discussion unless anyone wants to comment. I'm not trying to close the discussion, but I just wanted to raise this. The last comment I have on the same document, again, probably because it's a very comprehensive, very you know, sort of ambitious list, and that's very good and required. But I again, in some of the parts, I feel that we're asking for too many things, and we're not clear what is it exactly that we want to do. We're not clear what is it exactly that we want ICANN to do, and then, you know, see the rest of things and how we get the rest of things done through other, you know, sort of channels or resources. Because, again, you know, I entirely understand, and, you know, if we discuss the registrar accreditation process, I totally agree that the process might be, you know, prohibitive for businesses in the developing world and all this. I'm not arguing against this, but at the same time, ICANN as an organization, we cannot decide on changing, you know, the accreditation process or any other process, you know, even based on a strategy document like this. One example that is quite similar to the, you know, sort of developing countries and all this was the JAZ process within the GTLD program, when, again, some people from developing countries, they thought that the program, the new GTLD program, was not fitting their needs, and they thought that the developing countries wouldn't have an opportunity in the process. So they decided to, you know, initiate a process from within the ICANN community, and they, you know, they went through like a year or a year and a half process until they had the JAZ as a process finalized and approved by the board, and it's been implemented as part of the implementation plan of ICANN. So this is a model that we can follow. But we cannot simply say in a document that, you know, we advise ICANN to do this and that, and then expect, you know, this will be the end of the thing. So these are my comments. And again, I thank you for all the hard work on this part.
Bahir,
Nabil, okay. Nabil, go ahead.
Bahir, on the issue of CCTLD, Bahir and myself and the other working on the list, we realized that, and the text that we recommended has, I mean, I believe is very politically right. So what we're saying is conduct workshop on best practice in CCLD governance, policy making and operation. So it is mainly showing the best practice, and then if the CLDs would like to take part of that and use it, fine with them, fine with us. But I believe it is politically correct the way we're saying it, and it is just educational to improve the environment, and that's it.
I agree. I was fine with this particular text. I think there are still some other parts where, you know, but again, I don't want to go into the details, but I agree with what you said, Nabil. Christine, go ahead. Can I just, I think I have Christine, and then who's else on the line? On the line? Rafi, okay. I'll go with Christine and then Rafi.
Okay, I wanted to comment on the same point of the CCTLDs, and I want to say that we should not shy away from discussing this issue because it is an important one, and we should just readjust the language, and the language should be focused developmental in a way or another. So there are issues that can be put forward without actually raising sensitivity. So I just want to confirm that this is an important issue that we should not shy away from.
Thank you, Christine.
Hello?
Is it Rafi?
Bahir, this is Iftikhar.
Okay, Iftikhar, can you hold on? I think I had Rafi on the queue first, and then I'll come to you. Rafi, can you go ahead?
Thanks, Bahir. First, thank you that you mentioned the JAZ working group that you spent a long time to work on several recommendations, but not all of them were adopted by the board. I will be happy to maybe later to forward all the final report, but also links to the website made by the ICANN staff to show all the kind of support, third-party support and so on for new GCC applicants from developing country. I think that it would be a good model to follow and to see what kind of proposal that we can suggest.
Yeah, thank you, Rafi. I mean, yeah, any information you can share with the group on this particular, process, the JAS process, please do. Thank you. Iftikhar.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I also noted one point regarding the new TLD applications. I observed that there are three main categories of issues with the GTLD's application. One is regarding the geographical names, like, and another is use of unethical and non-Islamic name, for example, .wine and that. There is another use of controversial names like .islam, .ECO. I think this our group also work on it in terms of policy point of view, because these are the very critical issues and are related to our community. Thank you.
Iftikhar, may I ask you if you have a specific suggestions on what this group can do, on these topics? I mean, the new GTLD controversial applications or something. Please share your suggestions with the group on the email. I just realize that this could be a long discussion. So if you have specific suggestions, please share them on the email. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ali, can you hold on?
I need just to quit this call because, this is during the working hour and I have some urgent meeting, so I have to leave now.
Okay, thank you, Ali. Thank you very much for participating.
Right.
Thank you. Iftikhar, go ahead.
Yes, I have a proposal on these three main category issues regarding the TLDs, and I will share through email with the group, and maybe it is feasible that we will discuss in the face-to-face meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, just a couple of comments. I would like first to thank Saad for the comprehensive list. I think it's a very good start for brainstorming and discussing it. My points are very few points. First one, I think it's important that we be careful and we don't impose specific business models or recommendations within the list or in the items. I can understand the concern about CCTLD management, but I think it's the issue here about more awareness about the different business models or governance model that's available there, and maybe a national dialogue on internet governance could resolve that. As CCTLD management is one of the topics there. I felt that we need to revise our priorities. So we need to agree all what needs to be on the top of that list. Maybe that require ICANN action, which is also could be a quick win. And what could be in the bottom of the list, which is, for example, it might require more effort from different stakeholders. I think the list also, we should ensure that it's not just it's on a wish list to ICANN. I think there's lots of community stakeholders could contribute to actions, item and activities on those lists. So different stakeholders could play a role here. Sorry for not being so active on the mailing list due to workloads, but I think it's important that this also to be discussed in a face-to-face meeting, because it's also I don't think the list could be the right media to start eliminating and from the list. Maybe we can have a brainstorming session on detailed work on those ones, on the items on that this list. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mahir.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So after listening to the feedback that has been provided so far, I'll do two things on the document. I'll first clean it, of course, and then I'll try to rephrase some sentences, or let's say rephrase some points, and then I'll just try to prioritize and then send it back to the mailing list, and we can take further discussions from there.
Thanks, Fred. That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Any more comments? Okay, so we still have the third subgroup. Fouad, are you still on the line?
Yes, Bahar, I am on the phone. I can make a comment.
Okay, Fouad, yeah, I know you've come late to the list due to some technical issues, but if you can quickly share with us your thoughts. And tell us, how we're going to move forward with this. Go ahead.
First thing, for welcoming you to the group, a bit late though. I've been going through previous call information, the records, the minutes, and I've been sort of putting together some of the repeated points and some of what is all that information which is relevant to the internet community development and internet governance in particular. I don't know if many of the people on the group know that I was part of the multi-stakeholder advisory group, the MAG, for a considerable amount of time. And I've had my share of experiences about internet governance and definitely heard from a lot of regions about their problems. And Bahar, you're also on the MAG at the moment, so you're also in a very good position to give us some highlights on ICANN's participation within the internet governance processes. There are some points of commonality which I've observed, right? And I believe that we should keep those in mind, that there are certain things that ICANN can do, and there are most of the things that ICANN cannot do because they do not come into the scope of ICANN. And that has to be kept relevant. I won't be filtering out any of the comments given, right? I'll put them together, and then once the document is out there in the next 1 or 2 days, people can comment, add, or remove. I really like the approach that Fahad and Samad have Marwan have adopted in the tabular table that they've constructed for their subgroups. I think that's a very good approach to get immediate feedback from all the members. And once I believe that by the end of this week, we'll have some considerable amount of feedback structured for everyone to review and give their feedback on. I'm also looking forward to the meeting in Dubai. At the end of the day, the multi-stakeholder process and the internet governance activities are better discussed and related once you're sitting face-to-face. That is something we haven't been able to even go beyond with remote communications and conferencing technologies. At the end of the day, what I feel is there is a certain level of commonality between South Asia and the Middle East, and we're on the cusp of on one side of the Middle East, but there's a lot of bridging between Middle East and South Asian countries like Afghanistan and Pakistan that happens. So there's an important, I find this as a very important opportunity for our parts of the world that we're participating in these settings. And I look forward to contributing to the group effectively from my end. I provided you with statistics about the CCTLD and the TLD. Those are very accurate statistics. I'll later on tell you where I get this information from. And on the other hand, if there's any more information that I can contribute on Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, I'll continue to do that. I am not yet sure if we have anyone from Afghanistan. Do we have anyone from Afghanistan?
No, in this group we don't.
Okay, I'll propose the name of Umar Ansari. Umar Ansari is the head of the Afghanistan Information Technology Association, and he's a very active person with regards to policy development processes within Afghanistan. I'll forward you his email. He's a person that we should definitely bring in from Afghanistan. And then there's Wafa. Wafa has been actively participating on the Afghanistan EGAC for some time.
Yeah, well, Wafa was invited to the group, but he didn't respond. But anyway, you can send me the contacts. I don't think we're inviting more people to the working group right now, but we're definitely expanding our outreach to get feedback and input from the larger community. So please make sure you send me the contacts. Okay, Fuad, I have one question. When yes. Can you send us the first draft of the whatever document or table? When can you do that?
I'm looking at least the next 24 to 36 hours to complete the document.
Okay.
Because I just want to for once go through the audio transcripts as well of the meetings, right? So
okay.
That I'm very clear on the amount of information I'm capturing. And once I put that out, obviously, it will be available to everyone to comment and to add information or remove information.
Beher, okay. This is Christine. May I intervene?
Sure, Christine.
Yes, Beher.
Okay, hi for Ed, and welcoming
hi,
you
Christine.
To the group. And I think you, in addition, and it's and your involvement in internet governance and multi-stakeholder process in general is an addition, definitely, for this specific part. Now, as a member of this group, I'm sorry I could not volunteer to lead. I don't have enough time, but I maybe want to give some input, if it's okay, Beher, that I think we should maybe focus like the two other groups to have a concrete definition of the problem and have specific recommendations to be put there on the table. As we can actually discuss a lot about internet governance and the multi-stakeholder issue, but I think there are specific issues in the region that can be tackled, and and we can bring from the international experience and maybe put forward specific recommendations in that area. So so if you can actually direct that into that direction, we can then comment on that. We can maybe then have something constructive.
Yeah. Can I quickly react to that?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, Christine, thank you so much. Greetings from my end as well. And I hope everything is well back in the country. My quick reaction to this is that, yes, my initial discussion with Beher, this is the same thing I was very sensitive about, that regionally focused, number one thing. Number two, very context-specific. Number three, very sensitive to diversity. And number four, very much in scope of what I can strategic goals for from 2012 to 2015 are, and not actually falling out with lots of information which is not meaningful. So yes, that is the direction that I'll definitely keep in mind in working in the next few hours. Thank you.
It's perfect. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Any more comments on this part? Okay. The final item I have on the agenda is regarding the Dubai meeting. Again, we have the open consultation, the Arab IGF open consultation, which ICANN together with Right NCC are participating in, and we're doing like a day and a half a meeting on internet governance issues for the region, and one session will be on this Middle East strategy. And I'm going to coordinate with you on how we can do this session, and what I think ultimately we need to present what we have up until then. I mean, whatever strategic goals we're proposing, whatever strategic areas or objectives or projects we are identifying, we need to put this for discussion with participants in Dubai. Then after that, we're going to have the face-to-face meeting as a working group. And my, I think we need to have perhaps a longer discussion on this. But my initial thought is that in this face-to-face meeting, we will have to finalize our what I call the draft strategy, like you know, the to have a consensus on the overall objectives, on the areas, as well as on the you know. Objectives and projects underneath each areas, which is what we're working on right now. I need to get this finalized in the day and a half meeting we have in Dubai. So when we go back home, we're going to work on writing the strategy document. So that's my initial thought on what we want to achieve out of this meeting. The one part I still haven't figured out. To be honest, I was hoping that we can put something for public comments before Dubai. I suggested this. I think it was the it's not the last call, like a couple of weeks ago, but people were not. Didn't share the view that we had the time to do this, but I'm still proposing that we need to put something for a public comments. Otherwise, we're going to go to Dubai, share the document with maybe 80 or 100 people in Dubai, and then we'll go straight to the face-to-face meeting, and we yet to have any public feedback or any feedback from the larger community. And I think that will be a key issue for us. So I don't know what people think or if you have any suggestions about this. I think we still have 5 minutes to go. Any suggestions?
Bahir is Mohammed here. I think it's very important that we have a public comment period, a public consultation to take inputs of the larger community. Time frame, it seems an issue, but I think we need to do it. Currently, I'm not sure if we have already documents even agreed between the groups, so at least we can put it forward. Maybe you can shift your let's say schedule or to have it maybe published after the Dubai meeting, so at least there's a chance when people are meeting face-to-face so they can finalize the document maybe quicker, and then it could be ready. Everyone is satisfied with the document to be put publicly.
Okay, thank you, Mohammed. Any other comments?
Can I say something? Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead.
On that, I would actually support Mohammed's comment that you know we're in a time period at the moment where we're taking as much feedback as possible from a closed group. And then obviously your reactions are right as well, that you need to open it up for public comment. But again, we need to put a document forward which would be very accurately, collect and display the initial amount of feedback, and which is acceptable, sort of acceptably, publicly acceptable. It's what I mean by this is that a document well laid out, well that can be well understood, right? And when we say public, it has to be a document which can be, which is laid out in a language which the public can understand. So there's a good amount of work to be done on that, number one. Number two thing, when we meet up, there's going to be further information and further data that will be accumulated. So I think that we should take the time on the public on the meeting we're having in Dubai, and then after that we put out such a document, because then you have Beijing coming up. So I think that would be a very good schedule, that once we complete the Dubai meeting, we can put out the public comment, and by the Beijing meeting, you would actually have a well-constructed document with your pictures and item. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Any other comments?
Beher, this is Manal.
Okay, Manal, go ahead.
I think maybe we also need at some point in time to agree on some sort of unified structure for the different working groups for the ease of integration of the work into one document. I mean, if we agree that everything has to be prioritized, then we should go by prioritization so that's when... Or, I mean, are we going to merge all the recommendations in one section? Are we going to maintain the three different sections? I mean, if we want to come up pretty quickly with one document, we have to keep an eye on how are we going to integrate the different parts.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think, again, ultimately we're going to have one document, even draft document, in whatever format, but it's one. In this document, I imagine there will be different parts, each part on a specific strategic area or strategic focus area. I think your point is valid that underneath each area we need to have a sort of unified format in terms of objectives, recommendations, actions, priorities, you know, whatever the sub themes are. So I think that's a valid and a good point. The question is, are we able to do this now, or we need to wait until, you know, we get sort of, you know, better or have the documents or the sub-documents, let's call them sub-documents, have them in a better shape and format, and then we can discuss the unified format. I don't know. I mean, this is a question.
This is Manal again. I think it would be an exercise to be fine-tuned at the end, but I think we have to keep an eye. For example, subgroup one are working with prioritization, high, low, medium, and so on. We didn't do the same. Maybe we should do the same to be able to integrate, or if we do another way of prioritization, it would be difficult to integrate. If we just order them, I mean, as we go, if there is something clear that we should take care of, then we have to note it to facilitate in the merging later on. But again, we will have to go through the exercise at the end. But I'm just saying that maybe we can keep an eye and try to exchange the different building blocks so that other groups also maybe adopt the same structure.
Right. Right. Thank you, Manal. Other comments or reactions to Manal's point? Okay, I hear none. Okay, that's
sorry, this is Christine. Maybe this could actually fit, so Fuad doesn't really start, I'm thinking very very selfish now, so that he doesn't start from scratch, maybe sticking to one of both directions that one of the two other groups went would make life easier for all of us. I don't know.
Okay. So maybe we can have to hear from Sarmad and Fahad. I mean, what do they think? Because they took the initiative on each of the documents. So Fahad, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'll do the documents like how Sarmad did it, if nobody has any objections.
I'm sorry, Fahad, I didn't get that. Can you say this again?
Okay, I'll restructure the document on DNS infrastructure to resemble the one suggested by Dr. Sarmad, unless, of course, anybody has any objections.
Okay. Any further comments?
Okay, no objections.
Beher, I don't have an objection, but I think, I mean, I actually thank both Fahd and Sarmad, but I think we should be targeting towards a document, right? I think at the end of the day, we need a document. So just a quick looking, I did not actually go into more details of what Fahd and Sarmad did, but I think the overall structure looks to me as more of table on one side and a document on the other side, or am I mistaken?
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, more or less it is. It's a different format, and I remember some people, when we had the first iteration of the table, like 4 weeks ago, some people said that, you know, the format of a table was not very, you know, comfortable or convenient or whatever. So, again, it's up to you guys. I mean, we have to decide. I mean, we can have a table as a draft, and then the final document will be a document. So I don't know.
Maybe Beher, maybe if, because I'm fair, I didn't participate in neither. So maybe I can say that we can adopt maybe the prioritization and the logic behind the one of Sarmat, but actually have the items that are in there in the table and have them drafted along the structure that Sarmat is proposed. I don't know. That's a suggestion.
Okay. So your suggestion is to follow the document format, but using the same bullets or items listed in Sarmat's table.
Yes. And Beher, if I may add to what Christine has said, that we can take from subgroup one the prioritization and the being very specific. I mean, the level of details and specifics that are listed, maybe we can also adopt this in a final version.
Okay. Any other comments? So just to be clear, so are we going to follow a document format using the prioritization as you know, as a methodology or as a core thing in the document, and also trying to be more specific in what actions we are suggesting in the document? Is this understanding correct?
Beher, sorry to ask again for the floor. This is my understanding, and I agree to what you said. I don't want this to impose different approaches on people who have already have some thinking or some different approach. But I think, subgroup one, for example, they can fill in the table normally, because I believe this is a more structured way in discussing things, but ultimately have this structure in mind, that ultimately we will need to fit into this structure. But we're not imposing that the table be in a different format at this stage.
Right. Yeah, I'm just asking for the sake of clarity, and also because people may want to, I understand that people will be circulating like second drafts, you know, in a couple of days. So if they need to, you know, do changes in the format, so at least we're clear on that. I'll leave it at that, and, you know, we'll see how the second iterations will look like, and then we'll try to adjust the format as accordingly. Any comments? I think we're done. I don't have any other items to discuss. Any comments? Any questions? Okay, I'm planning to have the last call before the Dubai meeting next Monday, and then we'll see you the week after in Dubai. Okay, thank you everyone. Talk to you next week.